Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. And guess what? I'm Rusty, and today is Company Hump Day. I'm so excited. It's my first favorite day of the week. As you all know, today I have Susan Blair, who is an astrologer, coming on. She'll be dialing in shortly to talk to us a little bit about astrology and what inspires her and who she is and what she does and all of that good stuff. And if you have any questions, 347-205-9443 is the call-in number. And don't forget, next week I will be speaking at Laurel Mays Cottage in Rochester, New Hampshire, in regards to life. Yes, inspiration and survival, a journey through life and how to live it. I'm really looking forward to that. And then on that Sunday, the following Sunday, I will be in Hartford, Connecticut at the Gluten-Free and Allergen Awareness events at the Downtown Marriott in Hartford, Connecticut. So I'm really looking forward to that as well, and possibly in Jacksonville, Florida, the first weekend of November at another Gluten-Free event. So if you're not on my Facebook page, you need to get on there so that you can follow me and find me. And if I happen to land in your town, I get a big hug, and I love that. Hugs are delicious. Grateful. Hello, Miss Susan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Rusty. Thanks for having me. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can. Thanks.
Awesome. All right. So tell us who you are and what you do.
Okay. Well, my name is Susan Blair Hunt, and currently I'm the owner of a website called Kajama.com, K-A-J-A-M-A, like pajama but with a K. And that features my daily horoscopes, which I've been writing for the site for about 15 years, and a lot of spiritual articles. And we have a select group of gifted psychics on the site, and also just a real great collection of just daily little snippets that can help you empower your life every day. So I've been a professional psychic and astrologer for over 30 years, and I got into it, the astrology, which is my passion. I got into that when I was 12, and I ran across a book called Linda Goodman's Sun Signs, which basically describes the nature of people born under a certain sign. And I had 7 brothers and sisters, so I had this whole study group, you know, in my house, and I would look at how they responded to life and how they reacted, and I would read in the book, and it would be so close. I was amazed, and so it really empowered me to understand people better and to help them in my psychic work to understand themselves. So that's been a very powerful tool in my work when people want to know about relationships or their children and how to, you know, how to nurture those things. You can get a lot of information by understanding the nature of their signs and also what's going on in the heavens. So that's how I got into this, and I really love it.
Is that what you wanted to be your whole entire life, do you think? Do you think you were just, it was a natural resonation, or?
Yeah, I immediately resonated to it, but in the 60s when I was growing up and getting ready to go off to college, there wasn't really a career in it. You know, there was the age of Aquarius and that going on. It was kind of a background, and so, you know, I had to find a more profitable career. and in fact, it was by accident about 20 years after that. I had a friend call and say, oh, I just ran into this psychic at a psychic fair, and come, I'm going to buy you a reading. And so we went, and it was very informative. It gives you a lot of awareness. And so after the reading, she knew I had ended up with a degree in graphics, art and graphics, and she wanted me to trade readings for a business card and a brochure. And I said to her, that's that's a business? And she's like, oh, yeah, it's really thriving. And I went for my first reading with her after I had created her business card and brochure. And about 5 minutes into it, as she was doing the reading, I just out of the blue, I don't even know how this came out of my mouth, but I said, is this work that I could do? She said, oh, yeah, you'd be really good at it. And I said, then don't give me any readings. Teach me everything you know. And it just kind of snowballed from there. So it was always something I had a passion for. I never realized I could turn it into a profession. And once I started down that path, everything just started to fall into place.
So what do you think is your most inspirational moment? Do you have one moment in particular that really resonates where you're like, yeah, I'm absolutely doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Or
it was a series of things. I started out initially, started to explore. I'm a Gemini, so I like to know a little bit about a lot of things, you know, Once I got into the field, I wanted to know about, you know, astrology and past lives and psychic readings and tarot cards and channeling and just everything I could get my hands on. And so I began working online for a website doing psychic readings. And one day I noticed that they were looking for somebody to write a monthly astrological column. And so I said, I'll do that. And then that website broke into two websites and are split into two groups. And one of the people that was going to the other website said, you know, if you'll write a weekly horoscope for us, we'll pay you. And I thought, really? Okay. And then from that point, someone approached me, or Kajama actually approached me about writing a daily horoscope for them. And so I began there, and that was in 1999, and I haven't missed a day since. So I've been there all that time. And then in February of this year, I ended up becoming the owner of the website. So it was a path, but everything just sort of came to me, you know, in steps. And, you know, a lot of people question, you know, they're like, well, horoscopes, that's really general and it's, you know, it's not specific. But I think of my daily horoscopes as sort of like a traffic report or a weather report. In fact, I tell my husband, I'm just a glorified weather girl, but I look further out than the clouds, you know. And that way you can find out, you know, what the emotional, spiritual, and even intellectual weather for the day is going to be. So it's just a really good guide to help people navigate. You know, there's days when you get up and you're like, oh, I just don't feel like doing anything. And then you feel guilty. But really, astrologically, that might be exactly, and spiritually, it might be just exactly what you need to do. So it's good to get that affirmation. And you know, the planets affect us. They affect different signs of the zodiac differently, but everybody's familiar with, like, full moons. You know, weird things happen on full moons. More babies are born on full moons. If any of you, your listeners work in the healthcare profession, you know, EMTs, nurses, doctors, hospitals, mental health workers, they'll always see an acceleration of activity during that phase. And there are other planetary things that go on. Even the sun, as it moves into different signs, it really sends out a specific energy to people. For example, right now the sun's in Virgo, and everybody's kind of getting back on a schedule after the summer. They want to get more grounded and more organized and make a plan for the next 3 or 4 months. And so I love watching how people, even if they're not aware of it, they really are, you know, astrologically correct. They're really tuned into certain things at certain times of the year.
So let's talk a little bit about, briefly, because we're going to have to go to a commercial break, but talk to us a little bit about what and how do you write a horoscope? I mean, what does that entail?
Oh, you know, that's a great question, because when I took on that my first job of writing a horoscope, I had no idea, and there's no books out there, or there weren't at the time, of how to construct that. So the way I approached it was, it's sort of like a recipe. I would take each sign of the zodiac, say, for example, start with Aries, and Aries have certain ways that they move through their life, and then I would look at where the sun was. So if it was in a fire sign, because Aries is a fire sign, that amplifies it. It sort of is a little easier to move through that month, whereas if it's a water sign, if it's July, sometimes Aries will have a struggle with that because there's not a lot of movement. They like to keep active and always have things going on. So I would look at where the sun was, look at where the moon is, and if you read my horoscopes, I hope you'll all at least visit Kajama and Kajama.com and just glance at your horoscope for today. You'll see that I typically mention where the moon is that day, because the moon is, even though it's not officially a planet, it's the closest satellite to us, and it has the most obvious effects. So I looked at where the moon was and the sun, and then the other planets, because they also have some closer and some more far-reaching effect. And each sign of the zodiac is ruled by a certain planet. So if it's changing signs, or it's going retrograde, or it's in a difficult position, combining that. And then I also use a lot of intuition and psychic insights to create the horoscope for each day so that it's specific to that sign.
All right. We are going to head over to a commercial break, and I am picking up my daughter at the same time, so there might be a little bit of a delay, but we will be right back here at Living and Thriving with Rusty. And guest today is Susan Blair Hunt, an astrologer extraordinaire, and we get to dig a little bit deeper and find out what makes her tick. We'll be right back.
Living and Thriving with Rusty is proudly sponsored by Lady Hawk & Associates, a full private investigation firm. Contact Lady Hawk & Associates today, 941-275-1920. Remember, Lady Hawk & Associates can help you uncover, recover, or discover. Call 941-275-1920.
In a world where businesses are plagued by overwhelming numbers of difficulties, one support network will rise to protect business owners from devastation. Dreams Woven Support Network. Under the guidance of the experts at Dreams Woven, business owners will be able to stay focused and stay motivated as they work their way toward their dreams. To run a business is to fight in a battle against a fleet of hardships that threatens to bring the business toward failure. To win that battle, one must have the adequate resources and a plan to combat the seemingly endless barrage of hardships. With the power of the Dreams Woven Support Network, obtaining the resources and plan for the battle of business is simple by using the multitude of tips and resources provided by Dreams Woven. One will be able to vanquish any hardships that arise and bring one's business to success. $8.97 is all it takes to acquire the power of Dreams Woven. Sign up today at DreamsWovenSupportNetwork.org to achieve success for your business and to have your dream woven into reality.
Hey, welcome back to Living and Thriving with Rusty. I'm Rusty, and I'm standing out in front of my daughter's new elementary school, and the kids are so excited because it's a half day. They're like, woohoo, we get to go, and then they'll get home and they'll be bored. You know how that works for those of us who have kids. That's the way it always works. So you'll hear a little bit of children in the background, only for a moment. Susan, give us an idea of the history of astrology. Where did it come from?
Well, astrology, it actually is, you can kind of trace it back to caveman time, because the original way that people, cavemen, people started to track time and seasons was by watching the sun and the moon and observing how it you know, how the passage of time, how the sun would go down earlier when it was getting towards winter months. And really, so it really is a basic awareness, or, you know, very simply, but it started out that early to where people started to track time and make calendars and judge the seasons by how the planets or how the sun and the moon were moving. And in fact, even today when you know, when the beginning of winter, spring, summer, fall happen, those are actually based on when the sun moves into a certain position in the sky. So those, you know, those are the early starts of astrology. And then as man evolved, it's really interesting because starting with noticing the sun and the moon, then at some point they notice Mercury, and that coincides historically with starting to develop communication and language, which are attributes of Gemini. And then when the sun went into, or I should say when the civilization evolved to the point where they were building families and having children, and that that coincides with the discovery of Venus. So there's a great book out there that kind of outlines the history of how, as each discovery of each planet came to be, it shifted things in civilization. It's called Parker's Astrology. And so even, you know, pulling forward to more recent times, when the planet Uranus was discovered early in the 20th century, from that point, television, radio, computers, all of those inventions that came to be in the 20th century all coincided with the discovery of that planet. So it is really fascinating to know. But even in earliest of times, if you look at the Bible, you know, the three wise men, a lot of Bibles will directly call them astrologers. Prior to the New Testament, if you go back into the Old Testament, all the kings were surrounded by astrologers and had them as their heralded advisors, you know, and surrounded themselves and took their guidance and always referred to them when they were getting ready to go into war or make any kind of change in their lives or their kingdom. So it's really been an exalted practice since the beginning of recorded history. And then about 500 years after the birth of Christ, you go into a segment where the church really came into power, and because they didn't want anyone depending or relying on anything but themselves, they started to separate out. Astrologers and astronomers were one and the same, Galileo, Newton, and then they started, the church started separating that out and sort of, you know, bad-mouthing and banning astrologers because they didn't want people to make their own decisions. And, of course, in the last 50 years, we've seen a lot of people question spirituality and the churches and their religions and start to make spiritual contact or spiritual growth something that they could do on their own, that they could do personally. So I think that it was as a profession, it's you know as they call it, one of the oldest professions in the world, one of the strongest professions until it was overruled by people that were trying to control us or have power over us, and we've broken free of a lot of that. So I think it's come back into popularity.
So when they decided, I think it was last year, that all of a sudden we have this new astrological symbol, this new chart. I was Pisces, and now I guess I'm not Pisces anymore.
You're talking about the wobble. There were some scientists that came out, and I think it's really interesting because astrology is science-based, and yet scientists like to kind of poo-poo it. But what they're talking about is the constellations in the sky. And in truth, the signs of the zodiac are not based on the constellations, even though they have the same names. They're based on an elliptical belt around the Earth that and those signs are stationary. So your sign really hasn't changed, but they did create a big panic when that happened, which I, as soon as I heard that, I was like, what? And I did a little research into it and realized that, the mistake was that they think, it has to do with the Earth on an axis and it shifting and wobbling, which is causing the constellations to be in a different place. But since the signs of the zodiac aren't based on the constellations, it really was not a valid claim. So you don't have to worry. You're still the same sign.
Yay, good, because I'm really
Yay.
It really fits very well.
Great. Yeah, and of course, people need to keep in mind, you can read your sun sign, but everybody's chart is so personalized. When you're born, which is what an astrological chart is based on, and if you think about it, as soon as you're born, everything, you're so sensitive to everything, light, touch, everything is brand new. And so everything has an influence on you. And with the planets, it's the same. So, if you have an astrological reading, you'll get a lot more information about why, I have clients that come to me and they say, I'm supposed to be an Aries, but I feel like a Pisces. And when I run their chart, it's set up so that the Pisces in their chart is a lot stronger, has a lot more influence, at least at the beginning and through probably the first 25 to 30 years, than the other sign. Also, people that are born like the last 8 days of a month, say you're born in March, which is a month that's predominantly Pisces, but you're born on March 30th, so you're an Aries technically. Those people will typically exhibit signs of exhibit traits of both signs. If there's twins that are born during that time, one will usually take on the nature of, say, a Pisces and the other one more of an Aries, even though they were born on the same day four minutes apart. So in my work with astrology over the years, I've really discovered, and I'm working on a book called Reading Between the Signs, that there's actually 24 signs, but I don't want to confuse anybody with that. So it's interesting to watch people. And in my family, my parents were both Aries, and they were both born at the end of March. And so it was interesting to watch them exhibit both traits, the traits of both signs. So it's not as simple as your sun sign if you really want to get into what makes you tick astrologically.
What do you think you would encourage other people to understand in regards to your profession? Is there one particular thing, one particular resource?
Sure. Well, my goal from the time I picked up this metaphysical magic and decided to move into this career field was to kind of take the scary or the mysterious out of it. Astrology is pretty scientific, I think. But even in my psychic work, I have a book out on the tarot. Really, my main goal was to help people realize that these are tools they can use to empower their life rather than something that limits them. If somebody says, I'm a Taurus and I have to act like a Taurus, that's not true. That's just the baseline of how to build, on your spiritual life and how to live more effectively in the world. So that's why on Kajama, I really have gathered together a lot of resources that you can go in. If you've got an issue, if it's money or love or health or where am I going? What am I doing next? There's a lot of tools. We have a section called Spiritual Tools with a lot of rituals that you can use to empower your life. One of my favorite is called the Freezing Ritual, which is where, say, you have a neighbor that's bothering you or an ex that won't leave you alone or a boss that's, got gunning for you. This ritual will help eliminate the emotional aspects of that surround you so that you can handle the issue more effectively. So there's a lot of fun things. I hope you all visit Kajama. We have a wonderful tarot oracle that I created where you can, if you have a question or you just want to know what's going on for the day, you can go in and pick your card and then it will reveal a special message. We have a inspirational message every day just to kind of get you centered and, you know, give you something to think about during the day, kind of heighten your awareness, along with the horoscopes and our spiritual articles in the weekly journal this week. We're featuring some articles on relationships from an author, a new author that's really wonderful. Last week we focused on Edgar Cayce. So we, in our articles, we try to pick topics that are interesting to people, or you want to know more about it, if you're curious about reincarnation or channeling or the spirit world, what happens after you pass away, and that sort of thing. We've got all that information in there, so it's a great place to kind of scout around and see what you can find. One of the things that I really hear a lot of feedback on our site is just, it's just a great way to start the day so that you have a centering point, and it doesn't take a lot of time, you know, to, you don't have to do like a 2-hour meditation to get centered spiritually, but it does give you that little boost so that as you move through your day, you know, if your horoscope says watch out for blocks around midday and that comes up, you don't have to, you know, get frustrated or angry or upset about it. It just helps you to go with the flow, and it kind of gives you a heads up on, you know, where those life traffic jams are going to show up.
Very cool. I was actually reading my horoscope for the day, and I'll share that with everybody in a minute, but I love, love, love how you not only set the horoscopes up with a beginning affirmation, but you throw numerology in there, and I like the watch out for, aim for, keep in mind. I like that. Do you think a lot of your messaging in each horoscope is strengthened by your natural intuitive abilities?
Well, yes, I combine, my psychic impressions as I'm writing them. If something pops in my head, like you're going to find something you lost a month ago, I'll add that in there because that feels like information being channeled to me that I can share, you know, with other people. So I like to keep it really positive and give as much information as I can. Like you said, the weekly affirmation is great. On Mondays, there is a weekly tarot card for the week that you can kind of focus on. And I'm a real big fan of color therapy. So you know how you have those favorite clothes you put on and then you just feel so good, even if they're like in rags, you know, but you just, it really shifts your energy. So I focus, too, on, you know, the best color to wear or certain candles to burn, even sometimes certain foods to eat. That really gives you a direction that you can, an action you can take to empower your day. I do that a lot also in my psychic readings. They call me, you know, the psychic who gives homework because I'm always saying, okay, so do this and do this and do that, and let's see what happens. So it really is to empower people.
Very cool. We have about 90 seconds left, so I just want you to give out your information again and one quick inspirational message for over 300,000 international listeners, and then I have to close up.
Wonderful. So you can find all these treasures at kajama.com. That's KAJAMA.com. And if you have any questions under the About Us, you can contact me. I'm kind of wearing all the hats in the site now, so if you write a message there, it'll come direct. I'm happy to answer any questions people have. And I think the best inspirational message I can give today is that everybody, and I don't know about you, but this last full moon we had last week has been driving me crazy. So I want everybody to know that within the next 48 hours, whatever's bugging you, it's going to start to lift. Things are going to start to come back into balance. So don't panic. The heavens are clearing shortly.
Yay! I am so grateful that we got to spend this time together. Thank you so much for sharing this time.
You're welcome. I was very happy to be on your show. Thanks, Rusty.
You're welcome, honey. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay,
so you're listening
care.
To Living in... You too. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and I'm Rusty. And we just had Susan Blair Hunt. She is the astrologer of I can never say her website, darn it, Pajama, like pajama, she said that earlier. Check it out. It's got a lot of fun tools and resources, and she's so sweet, she didn't tell us, she's even doing win a free psychic reading. So go onto her website, check it out, check out her spiritual tools, and that will be fun. So until next time, Sunday night, of course, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Living and Thriving. Know that you're beautiful. Know that I love you. Know that I am thrilled to walk this path with you. It makes my day. We get to meet some amazing people all over the world and learn about some really great motivational and all of these tools. It's fantastic. I love it. So until Sunday night, make sure you go out and smile. If a contagion, worth giving.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.